Maw wraps me up in many layers of blankets, but still I cannot get warm. When I am very hot, I see ghosts and monsters coming to kill me. My heart races, causing searing pains to shoot up my spine and burn my flesh. I am scared of the monsters, and run to get away, but no matter how fast or how far I run, I can never escape them. When I come to, Ma tells me that Keem and Chu were also sick and had the same nightmares of being tracked down and killed by monsters.
"It's the mountains and the weather," Pa tells us. "We will get used to it eventually. We have to watch what we eat. There are no doctors or medicines here, only homemade remedies."
Pa should tell the mosquitoes to watch what they eat, for they are the wicked things that make us sick. We are not the only new people here. Koi tells us that of the 800 people at Ong Lung Moor, approximately 300 are new arrivals. But the village population changes every day because the Ongkar constantly moves people in and out of the village, which is how we ended up in an empty house. Every day, Pa, Koi, and Meng wake with the sun to work, and when the sun sets, come home. They work very hard, some days planting rice and vegetables and cutting lumber, and other days building dams and digging trenches. No matter how hard they work, after the first month, there is less and less food to eat. We survive on the fish my brothers catch each day. We can no longer afford to eat plain rice, but have to mix it with mushrooms, banana stalks, and other leaves. After a few weeks, even the leaves are becoming scarce. Ma tells us only to pick the old dark green leaves and not the light green ones in our garden. She says that we need the light green leaves to grow, thus giving us more food. When we catch animals, we eat everything: feet, tongue, skin, and the innards. One day, Keem comes home grinning from ear to ear because he has caught a small wild bird. Ma smiles widely and pats Keem's head before taking the bird from him. Keem has tied its legs together, but it struggles and tries to peck at Ma's hand. "Go fetch a bowl and a knife quickly," Ma tells Chu. She takes the bird's wings and crosses them against each other on its back. With its wings secure, Ma instructs Chu to place the bowl under the bird. Holding its body between her knees, Ma takes its head and bends it backward, stretching its neck. As if sensing danger, the bird croaks louder and struggles to get away, but to no avail. Ma's free hand picks up a knife, and in one swift moment, the sharp edge slices into the bird's neck, silencing it. Thick blood spews out from the bird's open gash and drips into the bowl.